Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is the Red Sox Precap with your hosts, Keaton DeRocher and Shelley Verstrate. Part of the Over the Monster Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Red Sox Precap podcast from Over the Monster, where myself, your host, Keaton DeRocher, and Shelley Verstrate get to recap the Red Sox series that just ended and preview the one they're about to play, give you a little bit of commentary and insight on those. And Shelley, it's actually only been a week since we have recorded this after a win. It feels like a lot longer than that, though, because they're not really coming all that quick. But good to be recording this after a bit of a nice game for the Red Sox here.
Yeah, totally. It really is great to actually see a W in the on the box score.
We will dive into tonight's game a lot more in depth, but to start, we will go over game one, where the Red Sox overall for the series earned a split of the two game set with Tampa Bay. Game one, Red Sox dropped 5-1. And Evaldi kind of had his first hiccups of the year. It was nice to see him get more swings and misses. He went 5 innings, 6 hits, 4 earned, only 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts, which is his highest strikeout total of the year. First time that he struck out more than a batter an inning in his 3 starts. So that was encouraging to see the swings and misses, but obviously the result's not great, giving up 4 runs.
Yeah, I was really excited to see, you know, at least more strikeouts than innings pitched. But there was quirky things that happened in that game.
Yeah, there sure were. That catwalk thing. I mean, how much more of this do we have to see before they just get a new park?
They just really need a new park. I hate that stupid catwalk stuff.
Yeah. Bit of a bright spot though. Phillips Valdez followed with another scoreless outing, only 2/3 of an inning. But no runs, 1 walk, 1 hit. And he has a nice, tidy 0 ERA on the season. Shelley, we've talked about this bullpen at length all over the place and how it's not very good. But the Red Sox seem like they may have found something here with Valdez. What are your thoughts on him?
Yeah, I mean, I've been very impressed. He came over from the Rangers last year and he was just kind of okay. But so far this year, I've just been really impressed, and that's not what I can really say with a lot of this team. So, I want to see more of them.
Yeah, how long do you think it'll be before we start seeing him in higher leverage situations? Or do you think that we may not in this 60-game season?
Just with our manager, we probably won't.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But I do think that he should start seeing a little bit. You know, if I was running the team, I would start throwing him out there in a little bit higher leverage situations just to kind of see what he does. Because, I mean, he's been performing well so far.
Agreed. I want to see me a lot more. He's fun to watch. Osich followed Valdez, gave up one earned in two-thirds. Brazier went two-thirds of an inning, and then Springs went one scoreless to round it out. Opposite Eovaldi was Charlie Morton, who went 5 2/3 with 5 strikeouts, 1 earned to earn the win. Morton had a couple of shaky starts to begin the season, but as things seem to be going this year, people kind of find their groove against the Red Sox, and that was what happened with Morton. They were able to get 5 hits, just weren't able to string any together to get runs, which is typically how Morton operates. 5 strikeouts, no walks. Morton kind of looks like he's right at his ship here.
The velo is still a little bit down, but usually you can, get yourself together, like you just said, against the Red Sox, because while you can, put some hits together, they just can't seem to really drive them in.
For Tampa Bay, Joey Wendell went 3 for 4. Austin Meadows, making his 2020 debut, went 2 for 4. Brandon Lau went 2 for 4. A lot of multiple hit nights off of Eovaldi. For the Red Sox, JD Martinez went 2 for 4, and he continued to rake again tonight, which is nice to see him turning that around. Mitch Moreland had the lone Red Sox run off a homer. He went 1 for 2, and that was pretty much all she wrote for the Red Sox, who left, again, a remarkable 17 men on base.
I'm glad that that's still a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, in comparison to Tampa, they left 8.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, so need to start stringing some hits together, because that's... I mean, this is a team. This isn't even the most men they've left off base in a single game. That's still pretty bad.
Yeah, definitely.
But on to some happier notes. Game 2 here. Against Tampa, the Red Sox won 5-0, and a pretty darn good performance from Martin Perez, who, although he gave up 4 hits and walked 3, didn't allow any runs, was really able to limit the damage after that, got 4 strikeouts. Now, Shelley, we've seen back-to-back decent outings here from Martin Perez. His ERA now sits at 3.45. Jake was talking Perez up quite a bit in the beginning of the season. Both you and I were kind of non-believers. Is your opinion starting to turn on Perez, or do you need to see a little bit more, a lot more, before you start kind of believing in the changes the Red Sox are having to make?
I still need to see it just a little bit more. I mean, I am encouraged, like, with these last 2 starts. Like, if he can keep, like, this type of, like, level where he, limits the walks, limits the runs, limits the hits, I'll be okay with it. But when it comes to Perez, I'm always like on shaky ground.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's really nice to see, but he just has so much history of being bad that I'm just not convinced yet.
Exactly. But
it is really good to see his performance going the way that it is. Following Perez was Colton Brewer. Went 1 inning pitched, 2 strikeouts. Then Austin Bryce, Matt Barnes, Brandon Workman to complete the shutout. Workman striking out the side here. I guess, let me ask you, so he did walk one, but he got 3 strikeouts. Do you consider that striking out the side, or are you one of those purists that it has to be 3 in a row?
I'm one of those purists. Got to be 3 in a row.
Ah, okay. Ah. Sorry, then I'll restate that. He struck out every out in his inning for the save, or not the save, but for his work there. And in his last couple outings, he has also looked a lot better. I mean, his first couple outings were real shaky. One walk, I guess, is okay when you strike all the rest out, but better to see none there. Do you have any more or less confidence in Workman since the last time we talked?
Not really. It's still about the same. I mean, those walk issues, like, really scare me. Especially last year, he walked a lot of people, but he eliminated the home runs. He eliminated the hard contact. So I'm still kind of weary, but I mean, if he keeps still, you know, if he keeps doing this, then I guess I just can't help but buy in, but I just need to see just a little bit more.
Yeah. I think I'm with you on that one too. Opposite Martin Perez was Ryan Yarbrough, who coming into the game had a 1.54 ERA after two really good starts to begin the season, and then kind of fell apart today. Five innings pitched, eight hits, five earned, one walk, five strikeouts for Yarbrough, and then bullpen came in, was able to shut it down. A lot of positives for the Red Sox in here beyond just the Martin Perez start. Michael Chavis went 3-for-4 with a home run, two RBIs. Verdugo got on the board with his first homer of the season and two RBIs. And Christian Vasquez went 1-for-4. Bogarts, 2-for-4. Only left 11 men on base this time compared to Tampa's 19. But this was kind of a game where it shows when, you know, everything can go right for the Red Sox, you know, how good that they can be, and to, I mean, to shut down a Tampa offense and to get to some good Tampa pitching and early. This is kind of, we're probably not going to see a lot of this, but it just kind of shows you the ceiling and the wide range of outcomes that this Red Sox team has here in 2020.
I mean, that's exactly what I was thinking. This is just what's going to be this season. It's going to be a whole lot of highs and lows and, oh, look, this is side's doing well, but this side isn't. So it was kind of nice to just them kind of all finally put it together.
MVP of the season. You could probably make a case for Martin, or for the season, for the series. You probably make a case for Martin Perez, but I'm going to give it to my man Chavis for his day today. Do you agree, or would you go somewhere else?
I guess Chavis is good. I was either going him or JD, but we'll give it to your boy. Give it to your boy Chavis.
Nice. All right.
Yeah.
JD Martinez. Speaking of him, we kind of had to touch on him here a little bit more. Has really kind of started to break out these past three games. Coming into the series, he was hitting a lowly .222. Not that we were really concerned about it, but we were just kind of waiting for it all to click. And then he started hammering the ball this series. And almost everything he hit went to the outfield, deep to the outfield. Came close to hitting like three home runs. The past like three games, he's really looked like he's kind of corrected the course and should be, you know, the JD we've come to know and love the rest of the way here.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that because, I mean, he's been kind of the guy who's he likes to, like, look at video, and he can't really do that right now. So he's really had to, like, make an adjustment. And seeing him just, like, really put it together, like, these last three games, it's really great to see.
Sure is. All right, we will take a quick break. When we come back, we will preview the three-game series against Toronto.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Alrighty, now diving into the upcoming series against Toronto. The pitching matchups are Ryan Weber versus, is it, shoot, I forgot what Thornton's first name is, versus Thornton, Zach Godley versus Tanner Roark, and a bullpen day versus Matt Schumacher. The Jays right now sit, I think, half a game or a game ahead of the Red Sox in fourth place. So we have another kind of battle at the bottom here. Of course, they were forced to miss some games due to, I think it was the Marlins outbreak.
I think so, yeah.
So they've got some games in hand. Overall, though... What do you think of these pitching matchups? And I don't think we really expected Toronto's pitching to light the world on fire. How do you think the Red Sox offense is going to fare here?
I think that we got lucky that we missed Ryu and Pearson because that would have been awful. So, I mean, we're getting to like the bottom of the Blue Jays kind of pitching staff. And I do think that we have a chance to get, you know, towards some of these. I mean, I've already always been kind of like a Shoemaker fan. So we might struggle there, especially if it's a bullpen game. But we might be able to get to Thornton in Roark, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think I agree with all of that. And especially with this Red Sox bullpen, I'd never feel confident about a bullpen day. And even less so against a competent pitcher. So don't feel great about that one. As far as the Toronto offense, though, old friend Travis Shaw leads them in average, although he's only played two games because he missed some time, I believe, for some family COVID reasons and came back. But the two games he has played, leading them in batting average. Randall Grichuk is hitting .313, which is a bit unexpected. And Teoscar Hernandez has four homers and is hitting .278. Those are not the guys we kind of expected to be leading this offense.
Yeah.
Bo Bichette is hitting .276, which isn't bad, but has like no production. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. hitting .229. Kevin Biggio hitting .189. And Lourdes Gurriel hitting .286, but with no production. So an offense that we thought was going to be pretty exciting and energetic has kind of been lackluster so far this season.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Teoscar has just been just killing it. But I'm just afraid that, especially with the pitchers that we have going, especially at the beginning, Weber and Godley, those four, Bichette, Biggio, Gurriel, and Guerrero Jr., will probably start to heat up. I'm very scared of those four.
Yeah, I really hope that's not the case, but as the state of the Red Sox pitching, it's like if you're in a slump, you're kind of waiting for them to come to town.
Yeah.
Besides Evaldi, I'll give 1.5 to the half to Martin Perez. They're not really throwing anything out there. And this Toronto team ends up missing both of those guys. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting series.
Yeah, sure. Definitely. Your worst versus our worst. Let's go.
Yeah, pretty much. The Red Sox, I guess we talked about some individual performances, but Xander Bogaerts is now up to hitting .317. He's been on fire the last five games or so. Mitch Moreland up to .286, still hitting dingers. Verdugo getting playing time, has been getting some hits, up to .258. JD Martinez is up to .244, and he was right around .200, so that's actually a pretty massive jump. Now we're just kind of waiting on Devers and Benintendi to kick it into gear here. But Red Sox offense always capable of doing damage no matter who's in the lineup, which is a positive thing for the Red Sox.
Yep, definitely. I have faith that Devers will get us together. Benny still scares me a bit. I don't know what to do there. And I feel that Rennecke feels the same because he's like, you know, playing like every other day. And come on, Benny. Come. Yeah. Yeah.
Silver lining for Benintendi, though, he is drawing a massive amount of walks. Almost has as many walks as strikeouts. That's 9 walks to 12 strikeouts. So although he isn't hitting very well, he is still getting on base, which is good to see.
Yeah,
just need to see more of it with the bat.
Yep.
Okie dokie. So, 3-game series for Toronto, Shelley. What is your prediction for the outcome here, and who is your series MVP?
I will go very rogue and say we're going to take 2 out of 3.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, and our MVP is going to be JD Martinez. He's just going to light it up.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. I'm going to ride the high hand, too. I'm going to go Bogarts with the series MVP. And I'm actually feeling pretty confident, too. I think it's also the Red Sox are going to take 2 out of 3. We were very confident in the first series, and that bit us right in the butt. Now that we're starting to get confident again, hopefully we won't get knocked down a peg, but we will see.
Exactly.
That is going to do it for this edition of the Red Sox Recap. I'm your host, Keaton DeRocher. You can find me on Twitter, at The Spoken Keats. You can find Shelly on Twitter, at ShellyV_643. Shelly, have you written anything recently for OverTheMonster.com?
No, I haven't. I've just been kind of doing the weekly pieces at the end of the week. So, the roundtables.
Same. But I'm also going to write Why You Shouldn't Give Up on Benintendi Just Yet piece. So, yes. We'll have that finished by the end of the week. So, nice. You keep an eye out for that. That is going to do it. That is all for us. We will be back with you again on Sunday night with an off day tomorrow. To recap Toronto and preview Tampa Bay. Thanks for listening.